Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Shitty when Pee-wee was on, man. I used to leave work early if I had to work on a Saturday. I had a real job at one time, believe it or not. I kid you not. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. I think we're all in a very positive vibe. Don't you feel it? I do. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation. They're the proud makers of urine, the San Francisco treat, and the letter P. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided by the Church of the Latter Day Beer Battered Shemps. Something like that. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, starring us, Possum Hour. The original podcast we've been on since before they had internet. Originally, smoke signals. Hey, yay, 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 yay. And then, let's see. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, Benjamin J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed motherfucker. And on Fridays, that is a big slurpy cake. It's Friday Night Possum. The only show that comes to you every week in 3D. That's right. You got sent away for the glasses, though. And we're out of glasses, though. Imagine it, though. Cool. 3D. Let's see. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this message from our sponsor.
Knowing how to make a living, but not forgetting how to live.
Giving life a lift.
As we really pour it on, pour it on, pour it on, pour on the iron. Sparkling robust flavor
that does your thirst favor
when you're really ready to pour it on. Pour on the iron.
Well, there's our first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, Commodore. This is Dork Mannerly with the Dork Report. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the end of an era. Everybody's must-see TV for the past 15 years. You know what I'm talking about, American Idol. Oh, who doesn't remember the night that Kelly Clarkson became America's sweetheart? Only to go on to become America's sweat hog. Gosh, you usually blow me up by now. Now, let me just say a few words about Simon Cowell.
Okie doke. And as our next caller to the show.
This here's Carl.
Piggy. Carl! What's going on, man? What's up?
I was just wondering if he's ever going to give up on that Dork Mannerly bit, hey. But seriously.
Yeah.
Did you know that Bill Clinton's wife is running for president?
Yeah, I'd heard something to that effect, yeah.
Seems she's always running for or from something, hey.
That's a good
her fashion advice these days. Chairman Mao, hey.
Hi-yo!
But say, what do you get when you cross a crooked politician with a crooked politician? Hey.
I don't know. What?
Chelsea Clinton. Too soon? Well, hi, Dan.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all around my cell. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning round, turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese, completely Japanese.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby! Yay, yay, yay.
I almost played the 3 minutes there, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, what happened? No, it's no good. No, I mislabeled it. It's way at the top here, so I got to remember that later on for the spectacular 3 minutes we'll never get back. But right now, I think it's most important that we bring on our next contestant here.
Yes, yes.
On Possum Hour.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular.
Well,
oh yeah.
I said, come on, cocksucker family, get your mother from your mammy. We're going down to the cocksucker ball. Fuck. Suck and fight. Tell the beginning of the broad daylight. We don't need no goddamn taxi fare. Gonna trim them holes in a rocket jet. Take off all the rats. We gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night at the Round Cocksucker's Ball.
The greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
More liquor, damn!
Oh, yeah!
Good times, man. Cake's on a roll in there in the chat room, and we got Malt Liquor Man here.
In the chat room again this week.
Jeez. Even homeless lives matter, man. You know?
Nah, keep the gun on, old Malty. Keep the gun. I can take it.
Oh, boy. Not on the topic or anything, but before the show, I noticed there's a message on my voicemail, you know. So I
guess I'll
see.
Who the
I'll
fuck still uses voicemail?
Well, it served me since back in the 1900s. So anyway, she leaves this message here, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to hire you maybe. Can you give me a call? Sure. Call her right back. This is so-and-so. Leave your message. Voicemail is full. Who the fuck's voicemail is full?
Someone who don't know how to use their voicemail.
Mine's probably full. I don't know how to use that thing.
I'm like, why do you bother leaving your name and number if I can't call you back? I'm at a loss, so I may lose that gig. Who knows?
Pardon as I clear my throat.
That's the one I missed right before the show.
Was that call for the characters or the gigolo business you're running?
Yeah, right. We won't be opening that up for another 30 pounds, but...
Next Mother's Day.
Yeah, I don't even get naked for me now yet.
Never nude. You're never nude.
I shower fully clothed. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Like Tobias.
Yeah, with the little short shorts. I used to wear shorts like that back in the 80s, man. Is that freaky or
great,
man?
Oh,
I know. Man. Like, you know, so every once in a while your nut sack would be hanging out and shit, man.
We call that freeballing.
It was back in the day. It's funny you see those movies now. You know, the guys are wearing these shorts. They're like panties. It's going, geez, gay.
Like gym shorts. Remember gym shorts?
But I mean, that's what they made us wear.
That's
cool.
Because when they track shorts, right?
Yeah.
Well, your fisherman track me because you wear them when you're running track.
Yeah, well, we call them gym shorts, like Gumby said, because we had to wear them in gym class, boys.
That's where you wear them big pull-up striped socks.
Even with my fat thighs.
White leather Nikes.
No, I like them better.
Yeah, the big tube socks, man,
now.
Yeah.
The gym shorts now are past your knees. I mean, what the fuck is that all about?
Oh, really? I thought they were wearing black socks
now. It's called modesty, Gumby. Get some.
I thought they was wearing black socks now.
Oh, the 1919 black socks?
No. They're like black, like your dad's dress socks they had.
The stoppos?
With the garter and everything, and they were playing basketball.
They're supposed to help the circulation.
The latest thing. Yeah. I think black socks suck too, Dr. Cake. But I have trouble keeping my whites, so I buy gray socks. I figure, what the fuck? They're going to be gray anyway. So,
there you go. Cut to the chase.
There you go. Solving problems.
It's one of those tips for bachelors out there, you know. I don't want to fuck with bleach, you know. Shit.
Well, I wear long pants. I wear long pants because I don't have any matching socks.
Well, that's in now.
That's the style nowadays, Gumby.
That's it now. You'd be a hipster. Throw one of them hipster beards and you'd be in there.
Uh-huh.
Go to the coffee shop.
Like one of them fucking, one of them ciders or something, or candy.
A double latte parte, and you'd be the mall.
Oh.
All right, we got to blow something up here. Oh, so I'm walking through the damn supermarket the other day, which is really weird since I've been on this diet thing, because I only go to certain sections, and I used to not go to those sections hardly at all, you know? And I don't go to the sections I used to go to where the meat was and
the evil
and the junk food. I don't see the meat anymore, the milk or the cheese or the frozen dinners or the pizzas. No, I don't. Anyway, I'm walking through there and I'm humming that damn Muskrat Love thing that we blew up Friday. I said, "What the fuck, man? What did you do to me, Ford Prefect?" Now I got this stupid fucking song in my head.
That's the type of song that'll do it.
So I figured, well, it's only fair that I blow up the other fucking thing. So once and for all, Captain and Tennille, gotta go. Cross them off your list. They'll no longer be accepting your fan letters, kids.
Hello?
No more layouts and Tiger Beat for you guys. It's over!
Boy, what a swell dump. You know, this reminds me of that penthouse we were thrown out of once.
Look at this room. Fancy and clean. I feel like a king if I just had a queen.
Quiet.
Think of me, babe, whenever.
Pull the string.
I don't think so, sucker.
All you heard are idiots.
Hold it,
just swinging through the trees.
You got a jumbo hopper with the beaver lip on. A jumbo hopper with the beaver lip on. A naked leg on low. Changa changa mino. Jumbo hopper with the beaver lip on. She wiggled like a snake when she started to walk. Sound like an angel when she started to talk. Pointing around, smiling me. I'm just as what you say. You're just swinging through the trees. You got a jumbo hopper with the beaver lip on. A jumbo hopper with the beaver lip on. She said, oh. Lego, 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 Changa, Changa, Mina, Jumbo Hopper with the beaver lip on.
Treasure trove of good tunes. Don and Dewey.
Oh, Don and Dewey. I heard of that.
Yeah, there was one on the Facebook there. It wasn't that one, but it was a different one. That was pretty snappy.
I think we played that one a lot of time.
The other one?
No, I don't know. I think I remember playing Don and Dewey. I don't know which one.
That could be. I don't know. It's been so goddamn long, I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, I barely. And I could be wrong.
All right, so I've got a new adult beverage tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is very close to beer. It's as close to beer, without actually being beer, as you can get. Gluten-free.
Ah.
Made without wheat or barley. And you know, you drink it and you think to yourself, you know what's missing here? The wheat, the barley, and the gluten.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can taste it missing, but
what is it?
Oh well.
It's a fucking, what is it? A can of yeast?
It's made out of sorghum. It's a sorghum beer. What are you
fucking jealous?
Yeah.
Well, I was celebrating meeting half my weight loss goal, so I thought, I'll treat myself to a six pack of this yucky beer.
Yeah. See, that make it? It's like, why even drink it?
Uh-huh.
I know. I'm rethinking that strategy. But
if you like
what
those,
the hell?
Man, stick to the white liquors.
Stick to the vodkas and gins. Stay away from the brown.
That's
liquor.
Not bad.
Stay away from the beer.
It's like it's just like beer. Just beer missing some component.
Oh, yeah,
but
eating a hamburger.
You
had a fucking hamburger in it.
Yeah, maybe. Although I like them vegetation burgers there, them veggie burgers.
I mean, there's nothing wrong
some
with
them
veggie
good.
Burger, but I mean, it's like you order a hamburger and they give you a tomato.
And
then,
yeah, just buns, ketchup, and yeah, but no patty.
There's no meat. There's nothing in there. But
no meat in there. There's no meat. It's got
it's got
4-0 alcohol
meat.
Though. So
a hunk, tell me a hunk of tofu or something. I'm hungry.
It's got a nice picture on it. Red Bridge. Anyway, it's for those people that are, you know, affected by gluten.
That's a big bag. I would like buy it by mistake, and it would never get done. You know what I mean? It would sit in the back of the refrigerator.
I don't know, man. I don't know how.
I'd be pounding that off on Giganto when he comes over. Hey,
it was like the first. The first sip was pretty good, and then it got progressively not as good. So.
Well, that's because you were like, oh, wow, a beer. Then you
I was psyched up for the beer, it was.
You got to stay away from that section of the supermarket. Go back to the evil section.
It's not beer, man. All right. What is it, Jazz Appreciation Month? Jam?
Oh, you got another jam for us? Yeah.
We jamming? You want to jam?
Yeah,
Gumby's
baby.
Corner?
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
back to Gumby's Corner.
Again? Back to back?
Fuck you, Gumby. They call it jazz.
A boy from Fazabad, a little town in Trinidad, came by plane to New York town, dressed up like a circus clown, with his tenor sax in hand, says he's maestro of a band, ask him what's the latest thing, Saigo boy began to sing,
Pushka Pinky Pie, hey me, Pushka Pinky Pie, hey me, Pupla Iki Iba, it's the new Calypso Viva.
Met a gal in town. She said she would take him round. He said it's a privilege. So she sold him to Brooklyn Bridge. Then she took him to a show. They said Bach in the last row. Saiga asked her for a kiss. All she said to him was this.
Pusha Pinky Pie, baby. Pusha Pinky Pie, baby. Oopla Ibiya Ibla. It's a new Calypso Viva.
Take her home, thinking she was all alone. When he took her to her door, this is what poor Saiga saw. Shadow of a great big man, something shining in his hand. He didn't wait to say goodbye. As he ran, I heard him cry.
Pusha Pinky Pie, baby. Pusha Pinky Pie, baby. Oopla Ibiya Ibla. It's the new Calypso Viva.
Pushka Pinky Pie made me laugh until I cry. Funny thing is that it seems no one knows just what it means.
Pushka Pinky Pie, baby. Pushka Pinky Pie, baby. Oopla Ibiya Ibla. It's the new Calypso Viva.
Pushka Pinky Pie, baby. Pushka Pinky Pie, baby. Oopla Ibiya Ibla. It's the new Calypso Viva. Pushka Pinky Pie, baby.
Where's the PC? Where's the Mustafa? Where's the PC? Where's the PC?
Absolutely, ladies and germs. Hello?
Still going.
What happened to the...
We
were
close.
Got doubled down because of the... Yeah, it's one of them. It's one of them. I knew it.
Damn right.
All righty, let's do the roll call there. I was gently reminded by one of our possums. If I could find the cue. All right. Here we go. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest collection of humans on the internet at this very second.
You are correct, sir.
10:31 Eastern Time. All right. Just, you must have heard that we were doing the shout-outs, because there's Daddy G, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, here he is.
Yeah, every Saturday night in line. It's the Daddy G Show, a night with Daddy G, starring Daddy G. Always a party
at
Daddy G's. Yeah. He's a favorite of the armed forces.
Yes.
He's got Lieutenant Dan, Sergeant Carter, Private Pyle, Ensign Pulver, Mr. Yeah. Roberts, and
don't forget Mikhail there, whatever he was.
Yeah, and Mikhail and the crew of the Minnow. Yep. That's 9 Eastern Time on Saturday. Now, there would not be a show without Dr. Cake, for crying out, Flagan.
Dr. Cake.
Thank goodness she's here.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's good news for us.
Gotta love Cake.
I'm just trying to think here, but nothing happens. There's Ford Prefect. Look at him over there,
Ford.
Being Ford Prefect with his gargle blasters and whatnot. He's barely hanging on to his bar stool. Good to have you with
That's
us,
sir.
That's
our Ford.
That's our Ford, all right. Hey, getting Ford USA's here. Welcome.
Hey, Ford USA.
Good to have you with us. Absolutely. Salute.
Yes.
Saluti. Salutski. It's actually a lot more fun in the Possum Lounge than it is here on the air right now.
Yes, it is.
I don't know why. They're having a great
People
time.
People at the archive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
They're
why they won't let
time.
Me in. They got the door in the outside.
Well, there he is. The strongest man on the internet. Your pal and mine, G.T. Trenton. Huh?
G.T.
What do you think
Trenton.
About them apples?
G.T.O.
He'll pick the entire internet up with one hand.
I've seen him
twirl it around like a baton, and then put it back before you know it's missing.
We give it one of them globetrotter treatment.
Chicka chicka wall, GT chicka chicka wall. Oh yeah. All right, first in love, first in peace, first in the Possum Lounge, but missing Friday? Oh, my God. That's going to be a tough one to get over, man.
I'm not coming in Friday.
Taking a night off. I don't know. We may take it off anyway. I don't know.
What I'm actually saying. What's the point?
Yeah. It's getting dicey around. But, yeah, Maggie C is who I was talking about there.
Maggie C.
Thank goodness she's here tonight.
Yes.
My God, is this
yes.
stuff giving me cotton mouth, man? I'll drink some water. Yeah.
Oh,
sorghum is absorbent.
Oh.
All right.
No, that's
it's
alum. It's made with alum.
Alum in the, yeah, man. Extra alum. All right, other people's eyes here. Old pal, Hope. Good to have you with us, sir. I think his son looks just like him, and I think his daughter looks just like his wife.
You see the giggling video?
No. You got a giggle video?
You gotta check that out.
Check it out. I'll have to check it out. Most excellent, man. Very proud
of
him. Very happy for him.
Kid's laughter is the best.
Get the fuck out of here with that. Uh-huh. The kid's laughter. Come on. That's why we fight fucking wars, man. That's why people fight and die.
That's right.
In trenches and shit. Man. All right. Speaking of man, I left some Red Bridge just for you, buddy. Hi, Bob. It's Porcupine Bob.
Party.
Ah, delicious. And it's not bad. Not beer, but it's not bad. There he is, the minister, sinister minister of finance and parking, R.J. Gumby. And last but not least, from the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey!
It's Derek! Hey. And the Derek and Kay Show can be heard here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Sunday nights at 7 most of the time, right?
It would be. Yeah. Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And they're brought to you by sharks with lasers on their heads.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
And there you have it, the possum. Wow. Yeah.
Hey, your super host, Commodore. Check it out.
As the beaver.
Yeah, man, I thought that Gumby's Corner was a little more jazzy. That wasn't really a...
That was calypso music.
Yeah, well, it was more calypso-y than jazzy, but, you know, what the fuck. It's our show. We'll do what the fuck we want, right?
That's right. That's right.
It's Gumby's damn corner.
That's right.
Do what he wants.
That's right, Jack.
And don't want
to
go over there.
He wants to.
Yeah, you don't want to go over there, man. It's a little...
you don't sweep it out very often.
It's a little dank and gamey. Let's put it that way. Except for the Reverend Wendy shrine. That part's meticulously kept.
Now he made that out of old chewing gum and old cosmopolitan.
There you go.
Now you need.
Yeehaw.
He's thrifty.
We said happy birthday to Rick Moranis and happy birthday to a close friend of this program, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah?
Oh, that Dolores lady died, too.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, yeah, from, what's it
called? Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts from the Bob Show. What is that? No. What's that show called? I hate Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yeah, there you go.
Raymond. Which I hate that show.
She was in Bloodbath, too.
I hate that show, but she was great, and I love, what's his head, her husband there, who's dead also.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle. Everybody else can go to hell. All right? Uh-huh. So there you have it. Happy birthday to Ted. Is it your birthday? To Rick Moranis and James Drury, the Virginian.
Hey, yes, James Drury.
All right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic, man.
Hey, whose birthday is tomorrow?
Whose birthday is tomorrow?
He was an English cricket player, and his name was, ready for it, Dickie
Jim
Bird.
Howard? Dickie Bird.
Dickie Bird.
You don't say. Oh,
that's Dickie Bird.
Near the Dickie Bird. Oh, yeah, I remember him. Sure.
He was my favorite Dickie, cricket. Another Dickie's birthday is tomorrow, too, but I didn't want to tell you.
Who's that? Dickie Dawson?
Goodman.
Who?
Dickie Goodman.
Dickie Goodman.
Dickie Hurst from Holden?
The guy that does those very bad songs where he interviews people that play music.
I was thinking of him today for the 3 minutes.
That's horrible.
I wonder if Ted's going to make it down the hall or not. Poor guy. Aw. Listening to my dog go down the tubes on the air. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, shoot. Well, it's not Arnold Stang's birthday, is it?
I know. Why, you got an Arnold Stang?
Okay, let's
Stang
do a quickie with Arnold Stang.
Yes,
and I'll check out Ted.
Hello? Oh, hiya, Charlie. What? You got two gorgeous girls with you? I'll be right over. Where you calling from, Charlie? Where you calling from, Charlie? Wow, so where you calling from, Charlie? Red hair, huh? She wears it in a bun. Sounds delicious. But where you calling from, Charlie? Ooh, I'm dying. I'm positively dying. Charlie, just tell me where you're calling from. I'm ready, but where do I go? Just tell me the street. That's all I gotta tell a cabbie. Just give me a hint. Where you calling from, Charlie? 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 What's that, Charlie? You don't have another nickel? You gotta hang up? All right, tell you what you do. You hang up, but stay right there, and I'll call you right back. Just tell me where you... Charlie? It's Charlie. He hung up.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen.
Dang.
Yeah. There's your boner hose. I got your boner hose.
Get right here.
Right here. It's your boner hose right here. Well, I don't know. I think Ted puts it on a little bit for the show. But he doesn't. I mean, he's not like careening down the hall screaming, usually.
Drama queen. He's a diva.
He's a diva. He's an actor. He missed his call.
He's a thespian.
There you go. Thespian.
Man, this beer is so fucking weird.
Dump it out. I'd buy a six of it. Give it to Ted.
The price I paid for this shit? You kidding me?
Holy shit.
Leaving one for the dog, that's for sure. All right. We have to get on with the show, yeah. Maggie C is a long-distance dog whisperer. Please whisper to Ted that he's okay. Everything will be okey-doke. And don't ask for any more treats. Because I think that's why he can't make it down the hall. I think he's too fucking fat. All right. It's true. I hate to say it, but it's true, man.
You have to get my little wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
My buddy wants to get a wagon to haul him around. Yeah.
An American flyer. Yep. What about your diet?
That would work. I don't think. All right, we got a. It's 3 minutes, right?
Yeah,
time for the 3 minutes.
Yeah.
In 8 seconds. Oh man.
Oh, cool.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Well, we had. If you missed it Friday, I think some of us out there did. I'm not naming names, but we had our Paul Schlosser on. Okay. So it's okay, Ted. I left the door open for Ted, so hopefully.
Yeah, he heard Paul Schlosser and he ran out the door.
Yeah. All right.
We had Art Paul Guitar Schlosser.
That was pretty awful. And I was going to play the 9-minute one that he sent me tonight, but.
Well, that's a good way to eat up some time, but.
I was thinking about baseball. Because we could either do baseball or that 9-minute Art Paul, or stick with the 3-minute format and punt. So we're going to do that. I have
no idea.
We
could do a pot 1, 2, and 3.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. See, I don't want to sit down and listen to it that close so that the darn thing, you know.
It'd be like one of them Ken Burns specials.
Oh. It should be on PBS. He should have his own PBS special, for Christ's sake.
Hey, he should.
You know, we'd learn a lot.
He should have his own fucking network.
You said it. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Kopfschmerzen und ich fühle mich nicht wohl. Ich habe Magenschmerzen und der Knochen ist verfohlen. Ich möchte ein Glas kalte Milch, wo ist das Krankenhaus? Sie müssen im Bett bleiben und wo ist der Fledermaus? Ich verstehe nicht alles, was haben Sie gesagt?
To bring you this important message. I love you.
spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Says Daddy G.
I was like a mofo.
Jawohl, mein Kapitän. He was in the Utskau with the Mutskau and the Munchkins and the Punchkins. Yeah. My dad used to yell at us in German when we were little.
Oh, yeah?
He felt it had more effect, you know. Mach!
Well, yeah, Germans scare the fuck out of you.
Uh-huh. No shit, man. So you get up the stairs. Mach schnell! Mach schnell! And I'm going, Jesus.
My grandfather used to say, sit the dude down.
Sit the dude?
That was. Sit the dude down. I don't know if that was supposed to be German or what. I don't know.
I guess that's why we used to call Dad the goon. Check out the goons coming. The goons. All right, here we go. Okay, we talked about this before, but they finally come to a decision on who's getting the kibosh on the dollar bill. They could say that it was going to be Alexander Hamilton on the 10, right?
Yeah.
Who's like, you know, big, important founding father. Should be commemorated.
Well, considering Andrew he set up the banking system, he should be on
yeah,
the
and considering that Andrew Jackson didn't want anything to do with banks and shit, I don't think he'd mind being taken off the fucking dollar, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask the guy. So anyway, they've decided finally to go with Jackson instead. And they're going to replace him with a Woo Man.
Uh-huh.
Not that it's a... Yeah, I was gonna say not that it's a token of it by any means. But they said the newest 20s will be around in 2030. That's a long time. So I'm rooting for Hillary to be on there. You know, that way when they do away with cash, I won't mind so much. Hey, but I'm cheap. All right.
That's right, man. Money might be obsolete by that time anyway.
I hope so.
Now,
they should put
Florida Evans on it.
Yeah.
Or Big Poppy. I don't care. Either one.
They're the same person. You never see them together?
Right.
It's one of the funniest things ever. Because once you see it,
that big Caribbean gap too.
You can't unsee that in your mind. Dynamite. Now, if you get busted by the cops and you're holding your spliff, your weed, your hooch, your Mary Jane, your what else they call that stuff? Ganj, your blunts. What have you? Don't hide it in your, don't stash it in your Baconator, your Wendy's Baconator, which I would think wouldn't be a bad plan, because, you know, it's got bacon on there and a fucking big old burger and a cheese and whatnot. But the cops, man, the cop dog managed to sniff it out. They don't have drug sniffing dogs, and he went after the old Baconator, and there is the weed in there, and, you know,
That's true,
but you never know.
I think most of
that
dog shit's a scam. Tell you the truth, canine shit.
When they called one on me, and we might have had some weed in the car, it didn't work.
Huh?
God, No. I've told that story, haven't I? That's hilarious, man. I had my dog in the car.
Petey?
Okay. Old Petey. So when they brought the drug sniffing dog around, well, but it took so long, I was able to air the car out pretty good, so the smoke was gone. They said, okay, roll up the window. And old Petey took off on that fucking guard, that drug sniffing dog. He was yelling something at him. I don't know what it was, but it was obscene. He's like, get the fuck away from this car, you son of a bitch bastard. I know your mother. Fucked your mother, as a matter of fact, when I was in the goddamn kennel. He's just this cop dog's like slinking away. He's like, I got nothing on this guy. Leave these guys go. They're okie doke. I had nothing to see here, chief. You know,
maybe there was old bottle back in the pen, you know.
It could have been. I don't know, but man, I don't think so.
It's only from the war. He's like, why am I saying that?
I don't think Pete didn't look like he liked him none at all.
All right.
Thank God for that. That was the greatest goddamn dog. No offense, Ted.
He didn't like the way his butt smelled.
There's a problem with authority, Petey.
Petey was the fucking man. You couldn't arrest Petey.
Daddy Stippy is what he was.
Motherfucker. That motherfucker was badass some bitch. Right, anyway. That's back when we did.
He probably stoned out of his chitlins too.
Back in the 90s. Long
time
ago.
I like when my owner fish bowls.
But anyways, Petey's long gone, and you know, those were the days, my friend. Anyway, don't hide it in your baconator.
Sandwich.
That's gonna work.
Baconator.
It ain't gonna fly. And that does make sense that the dog would at least sniff the sandwich, you know, take a sniff, hey.
No, they train not to go for food.
But I mean, shit. That one that hooked up with me, he was trained to sniff out dope, and he couldn't do it.
That's because all the dogs are there. That's what I say. Most of them say, I think that shit is damn.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I got a letter today. I got to do jury duty. I should tell that story at the jury duty. See if that helps get me the gig. Hey, at the time I drug sniffing dog pulled us over, I didn't find nothing. Okay, so you know those antibacterial soaps are really bad for you, you know, like you lose your resistance to diseases and shit, right?
I've been using that for decades.
No, you don't want to use that.
That's
shit.
Why you drink them.
Huh?
Just regular soap is okie doke, maybe something alcohol-based, whatever. A little lava, but that antibacterial no good. Well, another thing,
but you can't keep that. You know, you can't keep like a bar of soap and a jug of water on your person.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Only time I use that is when I pump gas. Because them gas fucking things are filthy.
Gas.
That's the only time I use that. You ever touch one that's all fucking greasy?
I'm going to expose myself to these things, man. I'm going to be superhuman.
Snot on my fingers.
I got super antibodies building up over here, man. Ted, you need more antibodies. Poor guy. I hope he gets to where he's going eventually.
You seen the video of that big boom Hilda riding that fucking gas fucking thing? Disgusting.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know if you guys seen this. In the men's room nowadays, they have these hand dryers, these new hand dryers. They're supposed to be like disease-free and shit, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out these fucking things are worse than, you know, sharing a towel. Because they collect all the shit, and every time you blow it around, it's blowing that shit up in your mush and everything. So, once again, dumbasses inventing stupid shit that just makes things worse.
That's why you have pants. You got pants on your fucking pants.
Well, a paper towel. What's wrong with a paper towel? What's a paper towel?
You got pants.
And all bathroom doors should open out so you can kick it with your foot. You know,
you can kick it. That I agree with. That are, well, now they have the electric eye flusher, which is good. You don't have to touch no flushing things. So.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a good
thing. I flush with my fucking foot. I
don't touch that shit. I flush with my pecker. Bam!
What the hell? I'll just leave a big mess for someone else to clean up.
Do it the kung fu kick. All right, let's wrap this up. Okay, let's do the man. The man stinks up the downtown Athens bar. I guess this is with Mobile Amp of Alabama. This is a couple days ago. He stinks,
nah,
stinks up
Georgia.
The bar with a fart spray.
And then we have a woman in the face with it.
Didn't we have one of these in England too, just recently? Some lady, the guy had. Well, he had really farted though. It wasn't fart spray. That was a real fart. Yeah. And so, what'd the police say to this guy? They arrested his ass. They had to post bond.
Well, he was disorderly.
Well, yeah, he's Irish. Of course he's going to be disorderly in a bar.
He's got a fucking little ginger bitch is what he is doing that shit.
I like what it's called. It's called liquid ass.
I dated her.
I think she's dancing down at the Pink Pony.
Absolutely.
Liquid ass.
Don't stop me. Don't love.
Now, back to our show.
Because the revolution.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Thunderclap Newman. Yeah, man, he just died like 2 weeks ago, right? Stocking up that rock and roll heaven band, baby.
It somehow got past Facebook.
Didn't he just croak?
It does.
We didn't put it on the thing? Thunderclap? Maybe I dreamed it. I don't know. I've been having some really vivid dreams the last month and a half.
You need
who's
food.
Who are you talking about?
Thunderclap Newman. Didn't he just pass away?
Thunderclap.
That's why I played
that. I thought you said Eric.
Oh, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
No. We'd have definitely heard about that, for crying out loud.
He do, though.
There'd be tears in heaven all over Facebook. Ay, yay, yay.
But yeah,
let's just get that out of the way now.
I was going to be next.
Okay.
Just like my friend.
I hear that at every funeral now that I go to. Ford says he did croak about a week or so ago. Thank you, sir. And we remember it. Why? Because of that damn song. It's a damn good one.
Yep. Good song.
So we got a great yodel coming up.
Good.
Well, we already did the quickie and the Gumby's Corner, man. I've got a new card trick. Hang on.
All right, here
deck.
You go.
Yeah. Pick a card, any card.
You do your card trick and I'll spin some plates.
Wait a minute, let me get my ventriloquist doll out. I actually do have a Mortimer Snurd in the next room. I had Charlie McCarthy too. I got them both. Well, one for my birthday, one for Christmas.
I had Charlie McCarthy. Yeah.
I
know I
did. I got Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Oh, Jerry Mahoney. I never had. Jerry Mahoney.
Danny
O'Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny O'Day and Farfel. Jimmy.
Danny O'Day.
Shoot.
I had the one from the Twilight Zone.
Jimmy Mitchell. Jimmy Nichols.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking when I was
about. It talked by itself. That's how we lost Grandma. You know, she didn't take that too well. All right,
remember that movie Magic?
Margaret had her shot top off in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Margaret's bare chest. It's beauty, 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 beauty. Always remember she's naked.
Good book, too.
She's one of the sexiest things that ever lived.
Oh, you ain't kidding. She's still
even women
good.
Can't resist her. If she decided to be gay... And you were a woman?
Uh-huh.
You'd be toast. You'd succumb to her charms.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
coming up. It's the 18th. Then it'll be the 19th. And then it'll be 420. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
I give you Possum 420.
Now cover the general information about the effects of drugs. I will describe the effects of marijuana with the help of my assistant.
Friend, good.
Marijuana is usually inhaled from a kind of cigarette.
Oh. Good, good. Good.
Marijuana changes behavior by briefly stimulating and then depressing activity. It can also change behavior by creating mild hallucinations.
What's all the damn noise? Sound like Spock is taking a shit!
Different people taking marijuana may see different things. persistent one might have this reaction. Whereas marijuana might cause assistant two to see this.
Hello! Help! Ah! Hey, Mo!
Some people do not hallucinate.
So I hear the voices.
Marijuana may make the same person hallucinate one time and hungry the next.
Brad. Good. Good.
Marijuana creates a psychological dependence. No tolerance is developed.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Knowing how a drug is taken,
Grenache,
how it affects behavior, and what kind of a dependence it creates,
aim and feel like a bit of shit,
will help you decision makers identify the type of drug disaster.
No good.
You people are the decision makers.
But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best?
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Marijuana.
The data on the effects of drugs which you now have is only one area which you must consider in trying to figure out the nature of a drug disaster. In other words, for each type of drug.
Who's a fag of a tuba?
For example, LSD.
They had no idea what LSD was other than what they see on TV with the hippies.
Narcotics.
Too many kids begin with pot, end up with heroin.
Barbiturates, etc. You will be given information about need.
Hi-yo!
Source.
Hey, what's in this shit, man?
It's dog shit.
What?
Yeah, my dog ate my stash, man. So I had to follow him around with a little baggie for 3 days before I got it back. It really blew the dog's mind.
Use. Effects.
She said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm high as a Georgia pie.
And medical treatment.
Damn it, Jim, what the hell is the matter with you?
Only when you have all this data would you be able to make an accurate decision about the type of drug being used.
Marijuana.
Yes.
Most excellent, man.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Marijuana is the bomb. George Bush himself said it.
Whatever. You got to tag Wendy's boner hose at the end of that one, too, I think. That goes well with everything.
Does marijuana give you boner hoses?
Why not?
I'll have to try that.
I know Coke does it.
Coke no good for the boner hose? I never did enough of that to find out.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck about that. Nothing else when you're doing that.
Yeah. Didn't care for that shit. Not a bit. LSD, that scared me, man. I did that a few times. I'm like, this shit's too wild, you know?
Yeah.
we messed with
that. I've acid a couple times, too.
Crazy shit. That's some crazy shit there, boy. Uh-huh. You got to be with people when you're doing that. Or
oh, yeah.
You're gonna fuck up. Always remember that, man. As they go in the bathroom, don't look in the mirror!
Piney took it twice, too. So you and I and Piney, twice.
Yeah.
After the first time, I said, never again. And then I did it one more time. Whoa, whoa.
I did it all kinds of times. That didn't scare me. I loved it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know how many times I did it, half a dozen or so. One too many.
I loved it. I did it all the time.
Seemed like we did it every weekend there for a while, you know, and it was getting a little weird.
That stuff, that puts a strain on you, man. The next couple of days is rough.
Yeah, I'm getting...
It goes right to your lower back.
And you can't do good in school the next day.
You can hardly walk. You fucking hurt. It does physical damage, you know.
Yeah.
To your bones.
Now, Possum Head's been on here forever, man.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
Got to dig Possum Head.
Some Possum, because it's jam. We didn't really do any real jazzy jazz.
Well, Lou put out a lot of good shit. What was that alligator one he did?
I got that on here, too.
Alligator Boogie?
Gator Boogie.
Like
yeah, I got that one, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got one called Humpback, too.
The Humpback.
Humpback.
Yeah. Lou Donaldson, man. That was great.
Yeah, man. Play them quite often. But I had a... something jazzy, but well. We did the 420.
April.
I didn't know whether to do that or not. We've done it three times already, and that's
so good shit. Good shit. Keep
four times too many. Classic stuff.
April 30th is International Jazz Day.
All right.
Whatever day that falls on.
Okay. April 30th. Well, boy. We ain't doing no Friday one that weekend. Daddy's got to go to downtown.
Starts
the month of May. I'm working like a DOG, so it'll be cool, man. I'll be making some dough. Some dough, Ray Me. Slim and trim, you know? Okay, here's something funny. I saw this evening on the Facebook, all yuns out there. I'm awake. I'll read this stuff. It's hilarious porn parody titles. Okay?
Okay. All right.
First one up I like, Tits, A Wonderful Life. Yeah. Tits, A Wonderful Life.
Oh, Jesus.
American Booty. American Booty. Ass Ventura, Crack Detective.
Oh, jeez.
The Da Vinci Load.
I don't think these are going to get much better.
I think this one's a gay one. Dawson's Crack. Who will get him in the end? Yeah, that's a gay one for sure.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. Here's Forrest Hump. Hey, yay. This one I'd like to actually see. I'm kind of curious. Edward Penis Hands. Edward.
How did you pull that off?
Edward.
How about a fistful of assholes?
That's what that would be. A fistful of dildos is what that would.
Yeah.
Subtitle that one.
Hey, Ted Cruz will love that movie.
Honey, I Blew Everybody, of course. Goodwill Humping. Yeah, I like it.
There you go. He's in the
humping.
Drill Bill. Drill Bill. I think that's another one of them gay ones. you'd like this one, Gumby. Inspect Her Gadget. Huh?
There you go. All right. I'm writing that down. Hopefully Amazon has it.
She looks Asian. I think you'd dig it.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about this. A Missionary Impossible. That's. what the fuck? Oh, Napoleon Dynamite. That's pretty weak.
That's a bad one.
How
about a Tucker Run through it?
Night of the Giving Head. That's a little better.
I thought it was too bad. So far, it's the best.
I can't find a topper. Saturday Night Beaver. Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Shaving Ryan's Privates. I guess another one of them gay videos, man.
Alright. Sure, it's better than the original movie. I didn't care for that one.
Oh, here we go. I think Dr. Ruth is in this one, the Texas Vibrator Massacre. That was...
You take the vibrator, and then you hang him on the meat hook.
The whores have eyes. There we go. And Horry Potter, Room Raider. There you go. Oh, wow. They should end it on a good one. Anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Real porn titles. Okay.
I got one. Indiana Bone and the Temple of Pune.
Alright. Dopey porn titles. You know, sometimes
I
that'll
feel dumb if I haven't heard that.
I'm not even looking at the yodel thing. We got a yo yo yodely yodel.
Yo yo yodel.
Get the fuck yodeling here, so let's go.
Start yodeling. Hold it.
Okay.
Yodeling, hey, yodeling. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
Yodeling.
Yeah, in time, just in time.
Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. There's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. Yeah, there's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. Jimmy Rogers, he done started, I'm a-gonna see it through. Cause the world goes round and nothing ever gonna change. Yeah, this world goes round and nothing ever really changed. It's just like one big old circle. Everything comes round again. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay. You know the blues been with us ever since the world began. Adam and Eve done started back when the world began. And it's bound to still be with us when the good Lord, he returns again. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay, up the chimney. Where you going to? How can you go forward when you're always looking back of you? Yes, even Jimmy here tell you it's time to look to the new. So here's a new blue yodel and I'll sing it here for you. Yeah, here's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. Jimmy Rogers, he done started, I know, but I'm a-gonna see it through. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
Mark Brain. I'd never heard of him either before today there. Ford Prefect. But,
Good stuff.
It's nice to see new yodels being yodeled, you know.
Uh-huh. It's a new thing.
How about it? They need to do a yodeling porn. There you go.
Yeah. Yodeling or canon.
What's that?
It's some Swiss Miss babe.
Tidy. Christmas mess.
Big titty.
I got nothing on that.
Hey, Polly girl.
Oh, well, yeah, with the scrunch bras.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
what
yeah.
you want, the scrunch bras. It don't matter how big your boobs are. They look voluptuous and scrumptious in one of those things. You know.
Damn Skippy.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, this is getting us nowhere. So. Better get the fuck out. And you've wasted another 90 minutes listening to Possum Hour. Brought to you by Red Bridge Beer, the beer that doesn't taste like beer.
I got another kale blazer.
It's like, yeah, it's about it like kale beer, you know? What's it made from? Sorghum. Yeah, you can really taste the sorghum.
I'm shaking my kale.
Is that sorghum?
Boy. Boy, 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 boy. All right. Boner hose. Sorghum.
Kale, please.
All right, dude. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Greatest Possum Lounge in the world. The greatest audience in the world. Everybody.
The marijuana is.
Ooh, Corona,
bomb.
Derek. Jealous.
I thought marijuana was the fuse and LSD was the bomb and cocaine was the explosion or something. Maybe I'm right.
Interchangeable.
I'll have to try them again and find out. And, Professor RJ Gumby and Malt Liquor Man, impeccable as always.
Good time.
Red Bridge. Sorghum.
Happy birthday, Rick Moranis, and the foreman.
Yeah, the foreman, man. You better wish
and
him
so
happy
long,
birthday or he
Lord,
might just kick your ass,
down
man.
For breakfast.
You know, yeah, he's a wonderful man, but he don't kid. I mean, he don't play. Don't mess around. All right, we're about out of here.
Yep.
Sorghum and energy. Hey, there we go.
Candy?
Yeah, they didn't say nothing about candy, man.
Oh, Mitch Hazel, Paul Thor, or Tim Matheson?
Yeah. Maybe that was
that's
the Sammy Davis song.
Good, right?
That was Sammy Davis song. Who's that kid with the fucking haircut, man? What the fuck? Have you seen them?
No.
They're the lost episodes of fucking Gun, Bonanza?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. The episode was like the late 60s and the 70s.
Right. Yeah, they got some weird redheaded kid.
They suck.
He's got like these big red sideburns, like his hair's down
that's
like
Mitch
over his
Vogel,
ears.
Right?
Mitch Vogel, there you go, boy, he's awful.
Tim Matheson.
Gosh, Mr. Cartwright. I mean, how do you get that job? Somebody's relative.
The funny thing is, you watch those episodes, and then Michael Landon ripped them off pretty much word for word and used them for a bunch of episodes of Little House on the Prairie. Same thing. And even had the same titles. Like, he was only 10. Same episode as when he was Amanda.
And little Joe, he's got gray hair. He looks like the Little House guy already in this lost episode.
He was on Johnny Carson the other day talking about how he has skunk hair. He says it gets gray at the top, like a skunk.
He liked the fuck.
Oh yeah.
He had like 30 kids. 30 goddamn kids the guy had.
Oh,
he
yeah.
couldn't
handle it.
He wouldn't give any of his wives a moment of goddamn peace, apparently. Which is nice, you know, it's all American, dude. He was rich. If I was that rich, I'd have 100 kids, too. Why not the fuck? You know?
Okay.
Pass it around. Spread it out.
Wait, if I was that rich, I don't want no peace.
Yep.
I had as many kids as I could afford. I did my duty.
Yep.
There's a spot in heaven waiting for me, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say we're warming it up now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but how much seed did you waste? You said you had two kids. You can't be... God don't like people who whack off.
Oh, I see. Spill a knife, thy fruit on the ground kind of thing.
Uh-huh. That's genocide.
I always use the tissue or a sock. So, it's cool. If thou
uses
a gym sock, thou sir.
It's a happy sock.
Yeah. Yeah, you
that's
can.
Why
that's,
a, that's why I don't have any matching socks.
That's in Leviticus about the, you're allowed to jack off in your sock. It's okie doke. Here it is.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
All right. Shall we wrap up?
I'm gonna tell you. I'll tell you what happened in the secret room. Last night was a long fucking night for me.
I saw that there was some kind of turmoil in your life.
I could have used a cigarette. Yeah.
Ooh, that's rugged. That's rugged. All righty, let's start this bad lad. And Tommy, let's play us out. Thanks for coming, gentlemen. I'd like to thank Hillary Clinton because she deserves thanked.
She deserves to be president because she has a vagina.
More than that, dude. She deserves it because she just deserves it, okay?
She's just so truthful and transparent
yes.
and all that damn.
Forthright and sticks to her guns and I just love her.
Okay. She's delicious. You see her playing bingo with all them old peoples?
I bet you her old lady smell, you can like smell it like 2 feet away. Like, oh my god.
Come on now, she's younger than Bernie Sanders. That dude stink like diapers.
No, he smells like a pastrami like sandwich.
Maybe a
cream soda in there, maybe a pickle,
like
a nice pickle. A little pickle there, a batonfi.
He smells like what?
Put the cheese on the side there. All right. Well, thanks for coming, gentlemen.
Like
yep.
Trump smells like a well-done steak. Burn!
Yeah. Ted Cruz, smells like...
Man, what's
what
he smell
Ted
like?
Cruz?
I don't want to know.
Like a
I really
tamale.
Don't want
to
know.
You know, he smells like he had a little bit of poop in his thigh. That's what he kind of smells.
All right. I'll let you have that. I'll let you have that.
There you go. Yeah. Who are you going to vote for? Poop, pastrami, old lady. Steak. You got to vote for steak?
Absolutely. I believe you. All right, well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Say goodnight, Multi.
Oh, goodnight, Multi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Goodnight, planet Earth. Billions of years.
Damn.
Tired of leaving nothing. No one even knows you're gone. Someone's always there to take your seat. Wonder how it feels to hear someone say glad you're home, to greet the same old friends on familiar streets. My old pappy always told me your fate is in your head. Stand pat or draw, it's yours to choose. Luck don't have a thing to do with how you play the game. The Mavericks didn't come here to lose.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.